from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California. This is day 5 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Well, a good Monday morning to you, and welcome to day 5 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and I'm just glad to be with you for this brief moment. Today we are looking at the 5th principle, the final of the 5 principles that we are introducing in these first 5 days of the challenge, and today's principle is going. So day 1 was being, day 2 forgiving, day 3 serving, day 4 giving, and day 5 going. I think I got those right, and if I didn't, you can correct me later. Going. Pastor Zach mentions in the today that in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus is always going somewhere, and he's recorded as straight away or immediately on his way to something over 40 times in Mark's Gospel. In the Gospel according to Luke, the primary part of Jesus' ministry is told as a travel narrative, with Jesus going from one village and one town to another, always on his way somewhere. And yet many of us don't want to go. And if we do go somewhere, we don't go without planning out the cost and the timing of the trip and that sense or that nudge to be sent somewhere, to go somewhere. Sometimes we hesitate to respond to that nudge, that push of the Holy Spirit. And week 5 of the challenge, it may be the most challenging of all of the weeks, where God encourages us, where we read the words of Jesus encouraging us to go, to do something. During this time, as we reflect upon what's happening in Ukraine, I'm reminded of many people that I know who have actually been in other parts of Eastern Europe on mission trips. People who actually now know people who were there and are encountering the horrific violence and the war that has been bestowed upon them. Going. We go not because it's safe. We go because God calls us and God sends us to go, to be a light into the world, even if the cost may be higher than we had hoped or imagined. But how can we say no to going when the one who asks is the one who gave his life for us?